Welcome to Turn to Your Neighbor. This is the Christian Talk Show. We talk about the church, music, movies, social media, and a whole lot more. My name is Cliff, and this is Big Dre. What's up, man?
What's up, family? It's been good to see. Wait. Let's bring it in. There it is. What's up, neighbors?
I don't think nobody heard that because I didn't put the my screen in. But go ahead.
What you mean?
I didn't turn on the sound for them to hear.
Hello, neighbors. We're back.
I didn't share my sister audio.
Okay. Are we back now? Are we in here? They heard it. Yes. That's what somebody said. I'm gonna believe.
Oh, they heard it. That's okay. I'll just take.
We gonna take W's today, brother. We gonna take any W's we can get.
All right. So it's been a while.
We've never done this before. We're new to this. Yeah. So just work with us.
We've only got a couple hundred shows. You know.
Oh my goodness. No, we're new to this. Don't worry about it. We're gonna figure this thing out over time. That's all. That's all, brother. How you doing, family?
I'm good. We had to take a little break.
But
dear God, thank the Lord for all his mercy. We are back.
Once again, amen.
We're in the number just one more time.
Hallelujah. Been gone for 2 weeks. This episode should be 3 hours long tonight. Yo, Mac, you are bugging. Mac, here's the thing, Mac. If you would have sent me some of whatever you cooked yesterday, maybe I could have, you know, done a 3-hour show today, but I ain't even had dinner yet, so I can't even promise you that. Let me ask you this, brother. Can I start off with a controversial question?
Okay.
What is your singular favorite cookout food? Just one.
Probably hamburgers.
Okay. Now this gets into my question. This was actually going to be part of my rant for the night. Rant/question for the night. But let me just get to it now. If you're sick. Go ahead.
I mean, I don't think it's the best cookout food, but.
But it's your favorite.
It's my favorite. It's the easiest.
Wait, no.
It's the easiest to eat. Like, you know.
That's true. Yeah. I understand. Yeah. I understand.
Like, ribs is probably the best.
Okay, ribs.
But ribs could get messy. You know what I'm saying? So it depends. You know, if you among your family, that's one thing.
Right.
But if you like at your if you, you know, you when you dating, you know, when you dating, right, and you at your significant others, you among her and her people, or him, right, and his people, you know, you don't want to be all messy with, you know, right, rib stuff on your shirt and on your fingers. So you grab your burger and, you know, you keep it chill.
You see, now here's the problem, right? I'm going to go completely because that's not even where I was going. As a big boy, you are almost expected to eat certain things. Like, it's an insult to them if you don't eat their food. Baby, I know you hungry. I know you hungry. There's a difference. Let me tell this to all the people out there. Let me start off with this. There's a difference when you ask, especially our plus size brothers and sisters, between are you hungry and I know you're hungry. Just because I'm big, don't assume I'm hungry. Okay, that's an insult. I don't want to deal with it.
Even though you are hungry, like people assuming that you are.
You see, you almost made me say some words on here. hey, I don't care. You know what? You may be 100% right. You may be 100% right, but I don't want you to make assumptions on my level of hunger because of my size. That's discrimination, and I don't want to deal with it anymore.
So, but then there's this whole thing that I'm not saying people talk about when you go visit a black family,
right?
I can't speak for other races. When you go visit, right, a black family, you have to eat.
Yes,
like you can't. I mean, no, I'm saying you can't. You don't have to eat too much, but you got to eat a good amount.
A good amount,
right? And especially if you're dating the person, yes, that you with, like you gotta. It's like a way to respect the family. And women, mm-hmm, you gotta do this too, because I can tell you many times I have heard an auntie say to either me or somebody else, is your friend gonna eat? Like,
yeah, she don't even eat.
You don't want to be.
Oh, here's the other one. Oh, she too good for our food? Oh,
so you gotta eat a certain amount when you out, when you go to a black family's house.
And here's the thing.
You don't want to be a pig, but you gotta eat good.
I know.
Yeah, it's like an insult if you don't eat.
Yep, it is. See, have to hand to understand. They said it's an insult if I don't eat. Why? Just because I'm big? Here's the thing. I know when I understand that everybody has different dietary things going on nowadays. So I'm going to give you this to all my young people out there. You may not usually eat something, but I would consider if you are really invested in that person, you go into their family gathering, you may want to slip a little bit over on your plate. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you ain't had no pork in like 3 years, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying to fall off the wagon. You understand what I'm saying? But if the beans may have a little bacon in it, you know what I'm saying? Try to pick around that bad boy. Because otherwise, you're going to be judged, especially in the black community. They're going to start calling you things. They're going to call you uppity. They're going to call you picky. Like, the judgments will be made based off of what you do and do not eat. I'm just going to let you know that now.
So here's the key. I think you got to make your plate look full. Right.
Okay.
So
okay.
You may not have to have everything, but your plate got to be full. So if you, you know, if you, you know, you got, if you don't like all the food, but you want to be healthy, you got to have a good amount of salad with other stuff to make your plate look full. Right. And you have to eat whatever, if you're with somebody, if your significant others or the person you're with, if they mother made something, you got to put that on your plate.
God touch.
I don't make the rules. That's just
weird. That's just the rules.
I don't make the rules.
I don't make the rule, but them's the rules. Let me talk about this real quick. I think Pastor Hampton putting something out there. Here's my problem. Pastor Hampton says, here's my problem. I don't like my food touching on the plate. I don't like the green juice making my burger soggy. Pastor Hampton, here's problem number one. Burgers and greens should never go on the same plate.
I think it all goes in the same plate.
Man. It's just there's certain cookout etiquette. Certain things go with certain foods. If I'm getting greens, then that's more of a ribs or fried fish plate versus a burger plate is more of a baked bean plate. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but then if you got two plates, you still look like you're eating good. So you still fit the bill.
I understand. I'm just saying. But here was my original question behind all of this.
Sorry, go ahead.
My original question is this. At cookouts, is it automatically just assumed that everybody's getting a well-done burger? Because, I don't want a burger well done.
I have never been to a cookout and told the person on the grill, make my medium.
Medium!
This ain't like some burger joint, man. This ain't Fun Ruckus. I mean,
these are my questions. Like, why are y'all killing this burger? Why is it burned to all heck? I don't want this charcoal brick. Like, I need mine with a little taste to it, a little juice to it. Y'all done cooked all the juices out. That's all I'm saying. Like,
so you are the person that goes up to the person on the grill and tells them how you want your burgers?
See, no, I'm with Mac here. No, I make my burgers medium. If you want it well done, I'll do it for you. Thank you, Mac. I appreciate that. Start from a medium place, and then we can move into the fricassee well done. That's on. Now here, now this is something different, though. This is something different right here. Hot dogs need to be a little crispy. That's what our sister Kristen said. Pastor Hampton, yes, they make all the hot dogs, the hamburgers well, and char every hot dog. I think you need to have a little crisp on them hot dogs.
The way around the burger thing is if you just go up to the grill and you look at the person and you're like, let me get that one right there. I'll take that one right there now.
That looks good. That looks good.
Yeah, you can hook me up right now. I'll just take it.
As a brother, as a former deacon who is usually on the grill, wasn't nothing more annoying than so-and-so over my shoulder trying to talk to me while I'm cooking.
Exactly.
I had just put a full platter on the table. There's food all the way over there. Why are you over here bothering me at the grill with your bun?
Because they want a medium burger and you are here cooking them all well done. That's why. You complaining about what you are.
I'm a medium in your face in about half a second. I'm going to tell you that much. Hey, and if you have the audacity to sit there and bring your stupid non-meat burgers to my barbecue or my cookout, I don't know what to tell you if I lose a couple of them down the grill, because those things don't stay together for nothing. People be bringing me, this is my Wonder Burger, and can you make this for me? I'm like, hey, first of all, you ain't even defrost this bad boy before you got here. It's freshly frozen. Like, secondly, hey, this thing don't stay together when you throw it on the grill, right? It's going to come off in pieces. I hate when they be bringing me these stupid burgers made of cornmeal expecting me to make them. It gets on my darn nerves. People do that
at cookouts, really?
Yes, 100%. 100%.
I've never been to a cookout when a person has brought their own non-beef burger.
Because people,
we supplied them,
right?
But I've never been where somebody's bought their own non-beef burger.
These are questions being asked. Dre, do any vegetables go on your grill? Corn, mushrooms, asparagus. So here is something that I'm ashamed to admit publicly, as a black man and a black big boy on a grill. I'm not really good at grilling. I'm not good at it. That's not a skill. Not a skill that I'm really good at. I'm built for like high production. If you give me basic stuff, burgers and dogs is my skill. You ask me to make your chicken, you might die. You know what I'm saying? You ask me to put vegetables on it, those things are just going to turn off sideways. Now, I do mess with some people that make good grilled vegetables. It's just not my particular blessing. You know what I'm saying?
So I've never grilled really anything other than like outside grill. I've never grilled any other vegetable other than corn.
Okay.
But in my opinion, the superior way to eat corn.
Okay, tell me.
Is not grilled. Is you put that joint in a huge pot.
Oh, come on.
With butter.
Butter and milk.
A bunch of other stuff, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I'm spoiled because for cookouts, my grandfather would just show up with a huge pot of corn.
Yep.
And so for years, I didn't even eat no grilled corn. We all expected my grandfather to deliver, and he did.
And guess what my wife made last night? The old milk and butter corn on the, hey, brother, exactly. What you think I'm going to eat? Why can we get off here? I haven't had dinner yet. I'm going to get some of that milk and butter corn. A little seasoning salt in that joint is going to be real nice even the next day.
So amen. God bless all y'all that like grilled corn, but pot of corn.
Pot of corn
is my preferred method.
Little milk, little butter, let it simmer in that bad boy. That's all I'm gonna say. All right, brother, you have prepared a whole show. I apologize. It's just things I need to get off my chest.
It's all good. Neighbors, do me a favor right now. Like, share below down here. Make sure you hit the like button and share with somebody. Share with this kid. All right. So, man, while we were on break, well, not even break, but we were just out for 2 weeks.
Out.
Some interesting stuff happened. So first, Pastor Dietrich Haddon, gospel artist, you know, we both know him, right?
Who's he, Pastor?
So this Hill City Church in Los Angeles.
Well, he really is Pastor. I didn't know.
Dude has had a whole church for like, I don't know, seven years, maybe longer than that.
I'm probably not following Dietrich.
Ever since Preachers of L.A.
Yeah, that's why I'm probably not following Dietrich anymore. But go ahead,
bro. I'm sorry.
Okay. So Dietrich Haddon had a 50th birthday while we were out, video got out of his 50th birthday celebration.
And
there was some controversy over all the going on of his 50th celebration. So I want all the neighbors to check this out because people are kind of up in arms because in this video, and just in case, I'm about to show the video, and just in case you have some younger neighbors watching.
This
video, I mean, it's provocative. I'll just say provocative dancing. So you could decide for yourself.
Fully like, clothed, provocative dancing?
Everybody's clothed, but you know, some people might not want, we know we got younger neighbors that watch the show. And so some people might not want their younger neighbors to see it. So, but I'll just show you this video with Dietrich Hatton and his wife, Dominique. They had a good time at his 50th. So I'll show you and the neighbors this video and we could talk about it. So check this out. Pastor Dietrich celebrating number 50. So there were many saints and friends out there that were upset because for the neighbors that watch an audio, Dietrich is dancing with his wife Dominique and
His wife.
That's his wife. Cool. You didn't know that?
I don't know.
I teed up the video by saying pastor his wife, but people were a little upset that Pastor Dietrich and First Lady Dominique were dancing like that. For all the audio listeners, First Lady Dominique was basically twerking on Pastor Dietrich's crotch, and they were just having a, they were having a good time in God.
The first lady got her whole chesticles out there almost, and so it's like if that's the part you really were the twerking is part is what you worried about. She came there in an outfit letting you know what she intended to do.
She came ready.
And that's what the pastor that's part of why the pastor married her, and that's what's keeping her married. Amen. If they marry, I'm not going to sit here and say nothing about them. Now, here's the stupid part. Similar to my man, Ja Morant, and his crew, put the phones away. If I'm out here as a grown man having a good time.
But they're not doing nothing wrong. Why put the phones away?
Hey, because as a pastor, you just having a good grown time turns into controversy like this. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody was always saved. First Lady such and such was shaking something like she was trying to make a little change for the offering plate. Amen? Amen. And so that's what happened. Put the phones away and let people really enjoy. That's all I'm going to say.
So I want to get back to right there, right? So I want to speak. No problem. I want to speak to all of the married people here. The married heterosexual people, because that's my life. I can't speak to if you're not heterosexual married, I can't speak to you because I don't know that life. But I want to speak to all the married heterosexual people just for a moment, if you will. Now I want you to imagine this picture right here as an equation, right? If you married and heterosexual, I believe we should all desire to be on either side of this equation, no matter where you fall. So if you are the man, you should desire to be on the man's side. You should desire to have someone twerking in front of you, your wife.
Yes,
and if you are a woman, you should desire to have a husband in which you can twerk upon.
Hey.
Unto the glory of God.
You see, that's the part where you go get us in trouble.
That's all I'm saying.
If you marry, the glory of God part.
If you marry, we should all desire such an image. That's all I'm saying. We should
all desire such a lifestyle. All right.
First
Lady
Hampton says no.
She said no. No,
I'm sorry, Rev. No. I tried to help you. I'm sorry.
Hey, Pastor and First Lady, she shouldn't be bent over. Pastor Hampton, yo, can I get this on the screen? Where am I at, yo? Yeah, I can't get it, yo. Where am I at? I'm clicking on too many screens.
Right, do you know about this? I respected the First Lady. She's held up. Exactly. We should all desire.
Hey, man. We should. I all got nothing. Hey, I'm gonna say it like this. I'm saying like this, brother. I'm going on vacation. I'm not no first, nobody's pastor, and nobody's first lady. I'm going on vacation in a couple weeks. You know what I'm saying? With my first lady, and I'm gonna just make sure we're going to Vegas, brother. I'm just saying, keep the cameras away. You know what I'm saying? Keep the cameras away. They don't. They can be out for the sightseeing portions, but there'll be other portions we don't need to see no cameras on. I think I honestly do think where people's sometimes things just need to stay private. And y'all can enjoy stuff the way you want to. They ain't had to show it. My man, whoever got the camera, should have put his camera away and just enjoy the moment. You know what I'm saying?
They married. Let these married people have their fun. Ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with what they doing. Now, my pastor and first lady are both younger than me. If I have been to a party and saw them carrying on like this, I might have felt a little uncomfortable, but I get it.
Right.
Enjoy yourself. Have your fun.
Enjoy yourself, have your fun.
I would feel good knowing that my pastor is happy. Knowing that my pastor is happy.
And then
it's tough being a man of God.
I tell you this, what I guarantee you, she gets a great introduction next time he goes somewhere and has to introduce her. It's going to be a 5-minute introduction. Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right, so
this is a good point. Saints ain't ready to see Pastor do anything other than keep a shovel.
Hey, and even then,
you gotta be careful. Because some
churches, some saints believe you're not supposed to dance.
What's that other one? Oh, walk away, walk away, walk away, walk away. What's that? Hey, somebody, get in there, and it'll be a little too much. Get in there with Sister Such and Such and Deacon So and So. And hey, there'll be a little too much dropping. So just be careful. Out there on that floor, amen. Yeah,
The wobble is definitely not for me, but that's another story.
But good, this whole story, okay,
that's a whole other thing. All right, so that was the one controversial video that was going. So this next one, now multiple neighbors sent me this video.
Okay,
I mean like more than two.
Okay.
So here I guess they wanted us. It was clear that they wanted to talk. So many, I can't remember. I'm not even gonna call names. I can't remember all of them.
Okay.
But it was very clear that they wanted to talk about this. So there is this this preacher who chose to make a comparison. He's making a verbal illustration in his sermon, and he chose to compare our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to
this guy,
a stripper. So I'm gonna let you and the neighbors.
Now you know whose church this is.
Whose church is
it? Oh boy, the tall boy that. The tall boy that did
the dude that spitting
that did the play.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I forgot his name. Yeah.
Yeah. But go ahead.
All right. So I want you and neighbors to check this brother's illustration out.
We don't make it rain on booty cheeks. We don't make it rain on strippers. We only reverence one stripper. And that's the one that took off glory to put on humanity and then get butt naked on a cross to die for both you and me. The only stripper I'm in love with is Jesus. And he's the one that puts that bread in my pocket. That bread.
All right.
We don't make it.
So, what do you think about my brother's analogy?
So here's the tough part, right? He has a podcast and a following on Instagram, and he actually be dropping jewels.
Okay.
And so I feel bad that for a lot of people, like this is the first time they're getting to know him and hear him, because he be dropping some jewels. And so I'm so bad that I don't know his name. But there is. He was doing too much. I understood what he was trying to do. First of all, I saw the clip, the whole entire, like the larger clip. It was a little bop to it. The bread, my friend. It was a little bop. Like I would turn it on my car. I would. But he actually does be out there dropping jewels. I hope people actually take the time. If somebody in somebody knew, Kristen, I think you knew who he is. I'll shout his name out here. He's doing way too much right here, like taking off glory and put on humanity, I understand, and so on and so forth. You're doing too much, stop it. And he thought he was preaching too, but he actually does have jewels that he drops.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the best choice of analogy, but right. I kind of get what he was trying to say. And I mean, what he actually said does make sense. Not the comparison I would have used, but, you know. I mean, I'm not as up in arms with it about a lot of people online were just like, oh no, you can't do this, blasphemy, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's just not the best choice. Not the best choice. It was all right.
It was, and considering what church he's at, it makes sense. If somebody knows his name, I want to shout him out to have people actually listen to him. He does a great job of balancing some of the concepts of church hurt, and some of the problems that we have within the institution of church, but still having people take personal accountability for their own shortcomings and what you're supposed to be doing as a Christian. Like he has real jewels that he be dropping sometimes. And so this one right here, he got the big stage, he got a little hype, it didn't work out. I'm not going to crucify the brother over this.
Yeah, I applaud him for at least trying. He's trying to be different, trying to be relevant, and so.
He's usually very thought out in his words, and so I think the stage got a little tight to him.
We all make mistakes.
Yep.
Who am I to judge?
So
I want to show you somebody who, you know, this isn't usually not the type of person we talk about on this show, but so check out this brother right here. This brother is, if you remember, this brother is the QAnon shaman, right?
Yes.
I'm trying to pull up his real name. Jacob Chansley. Okay. So for those of you who don't know, this brother right here, this brother Jacob Chansley, he was part of the January 6th insurrectionist. So he was part of people that stormed the Capitol, part of the group that actually went into the Capitol building, into the chamber of the House.
Did he have a shirt on? He didn't have a shirt on, right?
Yeah, he didn't. He doesn't have a shirt on here. He just has his
gear,
right? So as a result, this brother was locked up. But now the brother is out. And I want to play the reason why we talk about this show, because he released a video. About being free, a very faith-filled video. And I thought that you and the neighbors would just like to check it out because I found it interesting. Okay. So check out what the QAnon shaman had to say upon his release.
So in the spirit of Christ's example, I would like to use this official statement to make it extremely clear that I have no animosity or hatred toward the United States federal government. And I have forgiven my captors. And I pray for them, because that is what Christ would do. The next part of my journey entails using the power of patience and peace to spread the truth and to do so in the spirit of a Christ-like forgiveness. In closing, Gandhi once said, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. So it seems I've already undergone the first three stages of this process. Now, all there is left to do is win. Remember, knowledge always overcomes power.
So this brother broke the law. He broke the law, and now he is going to forgive the people that put him in prison for breaking the law.
Hey man, this brother out here just trying to catch a lick. He has legal fees to pay for now, and so if he can get somebody dumb enough to feed him on his Cash App or his Venmo, he gonna get them to follow him. And so he's doing whatever he can. Here's my question: where did that brother? I mean, where did he find that white jacket at? That brother came prepared for this venture. You know what I'm saying? He got the American bandana, got the American tie. I don't know if I would have went with the black shirt going with the blue of the tie, but, you know, it's something different. I'd really like to talk about who he is supposed to be spiritually, because he has a lot happening in the background of this piece. Are those our Native American brothers and sisters represented on the painting on the wall? What is happening?
Yeah, but that I think that goes with his whole shaman vibe. I don't know.
Somebody gonna give this brother money, and somebody gonna give this brother a platform, and he's going to make some dollars. And I hope he pays for all his court fees with it. And God bless him, I guess, man.
Well, since this brother's handing out forgiveness, I would like to hereby announce that I officially forgive my parents and my teachers who punished me for all the times that I acted up and did not do right.
Yes, yes.
I just want to let y'all know you are all forgiven.
You are all forgiven.
Go with God.
When I was grounded because I forgot to take out the trash, I forgive you. When I was put on punishment because I got my name on the board in school for talking during class, I forgive you. And that's the direction we're moving in today. Amen. We're providing our captors, because that's what grounding is. Yes, I was captured. I was captured. All of our captors. We out here providing the forgiveness.
So the QAnon shaman, that brother.
What is he gonna win? I didn't understand that
part. Who knows?
That brother knew he was dropping jewels too. Brother knew he was dropping jewels. So God bless him. He gonna end up doing something stupid.
So one of the reoccurring themes or reoccurring things that happen that we show videos on this show are our sisters and their wigs. Oh. I don't know what it is, but
okay.
Wigs come off in church for a multitude of reasons.
Far too often, but go ahead.
But so I have a video of T.D. Jakes' daughter, Sarah Jakes Roberts, and she voluntarily just takes her wig off in the middle of one of her, I think it's a sermon, or she's exhorting the crowd.
Right,
we'll just leave it at that. So people were all the buzz about it online, so I figured out you and me and the neighbors could talk about it. So here is Sister Jakes Roberts taking off her wig for the people. Oh, Sister Jakes, you ain't got no volume, sis. Here we go.
I'm about to take it off.
Let me go back to the beginning.
Do you think the woman with the issue of blood cared about what she looked like? The woman, all right, I'm about to take it off. It ain't never.
Yeah, So I'm guessing her message was about, you know, not worrying about what you look like. And I think the wig started coming off on its own.
Yep.
And then she decided, I'm gonna go with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She said it ain't never that serious. Yeah. What was wild to me was the level of hype that everyone, especially a lot of ladies in that audience, took it to when she pulled that wig off. It was like God had came through extra special in that moment and revealed something, or the it was just hype. Like I guess so, whatever.
The level of hype was like R&B 90s R&B singing to the ladies kind of hype. I mean, it was like that. They was jumping up and down.
It gave me Keith Sweat. Like God bless her. Here's what Willie would have been brave. She would have took that stocking cap off. Go ahead and take that stocking cap off. Let's see what you got under that stocking cap. That's bravery to me. But hey, there's a lot of good things that have been said in here. Shout out to Mac. They need that TTYN wig glue. Hold to your wigs. God gave you this wig. Amen. Amen. God gave you. Thank you, Brother Mac. Already. Go ahead.
Let's go to Alibaba and see if we can find some wig glue that we can bring.
That's what I'm saying. Like beauty stores are just mad. We gonna see chicks at Walmart just scullies on. My man DJ Gray Hat is in the building. Hey, this is very true. We're all church veterans. I've seen a wig slide in church before. It's happened.
Oh yes.
Yes, most definitely. And so my thing is, she wasn't even doing something that demonstrative, at least during the clips that I've seen, that her wig is just coming off. Like, that was just poorly placed on to begin with. Did she, isn't there tape or is glue or is something that's supposed to happen?
Well, we don't know what the lead up of this was. So she could have, okay, before we got to this part in her message, what she was saying, she could have been doing some more. Right. But once again, neither one of us are qualified to have discussions about wigs, but here we are. I am surprised that wig technology is not better than it is.
Not better. We have said this over and over again. Yes. Yo, now Natalie James did point something out. Other women in the audience also took off their wigs. There are actually pictures out there floating around of women standing at the stage, just took their wigs off. Somebody said on Twitter, why is it somebody got their Pomeranian on the stage? And it looked like a straight Pomeranian was just sitting on the stage because the wig was just sitting there. There was a lot happening here. I hope somebody got saved from this moment, because there are some people out there who need to be freed from these demon wigs. Amen.
Demon wigs?
Demon wigs. Let your hair flow and let it be natural. Amen. Just let it come out. Let it come out. Whatever you have under there, let it breathe. Summer is hot. It's a lot of stuff you got on your head. I know your head's sweating. I know it stinks under there. But let your head be free. Amen. Amen.
Anyway, so again, I don't understand the technology behind the wig. Why can I stay on the head properly? Like, why can't they not make it out of the stuff they make them Under Armour skull caps for? Or something.
A great idea.
Take an Under Armour skull cap, glue some hair on top of it, and I think it should stay in place.
If you just stitch
The
Under Armour
I'm guessing you need, like, it's breathable. I don't know.
Yes, amen. Demon wigs. Amen. Some of these wigs need to go. Some of them need to be set free. And especially when, if I see your naturals is kind of peeking out from underneath, let it go. Just be free. Amen. Amen. I know it's hot.
Pastor Jakes Roberts and her ministry.
Hey, she's making money. You see how was that a Sunday service or was that something special? Did you see how full that place was? Yeah. There was at least several offerings being taken on that particular night. And she may have made an extra offering when that wig came off her head. Amen? Amen.
You're going to go from one pastor to another. So I don't really know the background of all this, but okay. I got a video of this pastor being voted out. Like, the church is voting this in the middle of a service. They're having a service to vote this pastor out. So the video might get long. I'll play part of it for you and the neighbors, and you can just kind of see for yourself.
Attention, Tim Max. This is your notice of immediate termination from your position as pastor of Union Grove Baptist Church. Your tenure at the church has caused desertion and strife among the members, in addition to numerous documented accounts of internal infliction of the emotional distress of targeted members that would rally against your unscrupulous behavior as pastor of this church. Furthermore, your directed attacks at Mother Biggs constitute as no less than elder abuse, and as well as slander against an upright individual that has been a member of the church for the majority of her life.
Attacking Mother Biggs.
Your repeated attacks and unfounded statements against this elderly woman amounts to no more than petty, childish retaliation at an elder who wants to see the best for her church. Your negligence in the positions that you hold, as well as undocumented credentials for the position that you hold, provide all evidence necessary to have you removed from the position as pastor of this church. You are not qualified, nor have you or do you act becoming of your position. Amen. You are not a preacher. You are not a pastor. You are a wolf in sheep's clothing. Need to be removed. You have brought national attention to the mockery of your pastoral leadership and have embarrassed the legacy of Union Grove Baptist Church. as of today, you are no longer the pastor of Union Grove Baptist Church. At the receipt of this letter of termination, you are hereby ordered to remove your belongings from Union Grove Baptist Church and never return under penalty of law and the threat of a protective order.
All right. So Union Grove Baptist Church has voted to unanimously remove its pastor. It just played 12. Said it best. Messing with mother was the last straw. So if you that did it. That's what got him kicked out.
Yo, you think they went to ChatGPT or whatever the AI thing is and said, hey, we need a sternly worded letter. But they use a chatbot to go get a firing letter. Like, this brother was so serious. Here's the thing. This player hyped himself up as he was reading it. Like, he started off aggressive, but as he got flowing, he knew that he was in the groove and he was going to get his words out. What's funny is in the letter, they talk about being petty. The actual letter itself is petty because there are a lot of accusations and other things that are in there that we don't know necessarily are true. But if it's truly in the spirit of Christianity, you could have just said, hey, we no longer need your services. All the extra stuff that was said was the spirit of pettiness. And so the spirit of petty was so serious. Yo, Derek James, thank you for this. His hand was shaking, but his voice was not. That brother was auditioning for something.
He meant what he said.
He was ready. Yeah, he was so ready. Oh my God. Oh, this is hilarious. I don't know. Here was the interesting thing behind the whole thing. He said, I don't know if you even have the credentials to be in the position that you are in now. If we start going around actually looking at pastors' credentials around the world and around, at least around the nation, more than a few people lose their job. Because I think some people just be up here just making up and going with it. 100%. And so it's an interesting thing. Hey, did anybody throw blows over this or they keep it holy the whole time?
I think they kept it holy.
Okay, that's good. Yo, where is it? He's going to be the next pastor scripture reader when he's read in the middle of a sermon. When he said, read. He did read it like it was a Dr. King speech. There was a free at last tone and gait to this entire thing. Did the people have to stand for the reading of the word? Like, is that what we were doing right now?
Like, I think they were just all standing in support. Like, we... You know, this when you stand hilarious. Up, it means something.
Is this player right here in the gray the pastor?
I don't know.
I have so many questions. I just wanted to see the face of the dude they're firing and how he received all this. Because it's a lot. It's a lot, amen? But hey.
He is the only one on that side of the sanctuary.
But who is he? I'm assuming the pastor is maybe up front and they're reading it to him. Maybe. Because that's what I have to assume.
I'm going to fast forward to the end to see his reaction. Because if he claps, then that ain't the pastor. You know, when they were all.
Aye.
Yeah. Yeah. He's with it because he's about to raise his hand with the eye. So he.
Okay.
That dude wasn't the pastor.
He said Deacon needed someone in the organ just to back him up. Yes, he did. Just to add a little flavor to the whole thing. That is, hey, I hope everything is handled correctly. God bless
Union Grove Baptist Church.
Union Grove Baptist. I hope that everything works out correctly for them moving forward. Hey, I like a lot of fake degrees out there. That's all I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. If they go around checking people's credentials, this thing can get real shaky real quick. Boy. So I just
get me started.
Yep, I hope this doesn't become something that goes around the nation because it's gonna shake up more than a few places. That's all I'm gonna say.
Pastor could barely read, but you got 3 degrees. All right, Pastor.
Hey, Derek James. I guarantee there are at least 6 pistols in that sanctuary. 100%. That's and funny. When he says pistols, he means pistols. Mm. There ain't no Glocks, no nothing like that. There are a couple of six shooters in there right now. They all rotate and click every single time. And them brothers had them tucked in their waistbands. There may have been one or two holsters, but most of them had their tucked in their waistbands. Like I said, I'm glad it went down in a smooth manner and nothing happened.
My sister says she knew a pastor that can't spell. So, yeah, they out here.
But they out here delivering
the word. But they out here doing something.
Amen.
All right. So, you know how, when your child has a birthday, you take them to, maybe the trampoline park or indoor trampoline place, maybe a little Chuck E. Cheese action.
Right.
Back in the day, Showbiz Pizza was the Chuck E. Cheese rival.
Okay. I never heard of them.
It was a crazy time, man. Chuck E. Cheese had, of course, Chuck E. in the mouth. Showbiz Pizza had like some gorilla in his crew. It was similar concept, though. Animatronic thing, doing a little... Anyway,
mm-hmm. Back in my day, Chuck E. Cheese was too fancy for us. Like, we couldn't afford it, but go ahead. Yes.
Uh-huh. So, have you ever heard of a child having a praise birthday party?
No.
Well, now you have. I want to show you and the neighbors. This little boy's, they said it's a praise birthday party.
Okay. I don't know that move. Brother.
I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on, but the caption said it's a birthday party.
Yep. I see it. If you look in the background, it says what the birthday party is. A birthday celebration for all of this.
Yeah. I don't know if is this little brother's birthday or he just, part of the birthday entertainment.
I hope not.
But the caption on the video said it was the brother's birthday party. So I gotta go.
If that was his birthday. No, that's his birthday. He's sitting right there on the thing in the background. Okay. That's a picture of him in the background. Hey, so this is what happened. This kid is one of them church pew babies that been in the church his whole life. And this is what he knows. And so he's usually one of the kids that's imitating, like, in the audience. And he said, for my birthday, y'all won't never let me on the pulpit. Mm-hmm. I want to get up there and be able to sing all the songs I hear us sing on Sunday. And y'all won't never let me be a part of. And that's what he wanted. And that's what he got. Amen. I guarantee you that his somebody is either part of praise and worship ministry, is over the ministry, or is possibly a musician. That's how this came together.
So, this comment will forever be in my mind now. Nope, I want the party Dietrich Hatton had. Thank you, Pastor Heffy.
That's true. I
yeah, so now, every time I'm at anybody's birthday, I'm going to be thinking, I want Dietrich Hatton's party.
that's true.
This is very true.
I don't know what to
who
say.
Who among us? Who would not want that?
Who is I to disagree with that? Amen. Exactly. But hey, I hope that brother kicked off his shoes and he got loose. How long did they have to do this for? That's the question. That brother knew he was giving us some moves right there too. I don't know what that one was. He just had to go to the potty at that point. But hey, he had been wanting this for forever. He's been seeing people do it and he hasn't been able to be a part of it. Now he had his opportunity. Amen.
Did they have chips and juice or did they just take communion?
That's funny. That was hilarious.
I just want to know.
This is funny right here. He's taking over for the pastor. at Union Grove Baptist.
Union Grove, we have found your new pastor.
We found your new pastor. I'm sure his certifications, right, his certifications are much better than the previous pastor. I'm sure he has all his degrees necessary. So that joint's hilarious. Hey, God bless the bro. Hey, what do we always say? He could have been anywhere in the world, but he chose to be here with us.
Yeah, he could have been out there in the street.
You could have been out there in the street. He chose
to give God glory on his birthday.
We appreciate that. Amen. He could be he could be out here using all these talents for anything, but he chose to be here tonight. Amen.
Using them for the Lord.
God bless. And that brother took his shoes off so he could slide easier. Hallelujah. Somebody had to pay all them people there, though. So that took money. If you think about it. The church rental, they had to pay the musicians, had to pay the singers at some point, and the AV staff was there. They had, because they turned on the projector in the back. That was a lot of work that went into
they
that.
They probably was all just happy to be there to support little brother.
Hey, that joint might not have been cheap. That's all I'm saying.
So I got there has been this trend of pastors or preachers just saying sideways stuff in the pulpit.
Okay. Has been for a while.
Has been. So I got another video of a preacher just saying whatever. She's using language that she does not have to use, but here we are.
Here we go. Oh, my man. I deserve the best after all I've given to help another out. I deserve the best after all I've sacrificed to help another live. Oh, God got the best. God got the best for you.
So for those of you that couldn't make out with I had to cut out the silent part. I had to cut it out. When you hear the silence, she is using the N-word.
That's definitely a good N-word. Yep. Yeah. That was a solid N-word place.
So she uses the N-word twice. For what reason? Yeah. I don't know. But she just felt like that's how she could reach the people by dropping the N-word.
Now that you're aware of that, let's play it back once again just so the people know. Yeah, huh?
Here you go. I'll let it finish.
I got the best for you. I deserve the best after all I've given to help another out. I deserve the best.
What's hilarious is what Church Milk does to this clip, and the drummer flashes his eyes after she says it the first time. If you look on the if you weren't from the beginning, look at the back right, and it'll flash the drummer up and enlarge him just very, very quickly. He's like, "What did she just say?" God bless her.
Oh, I see.
Whoa.
Right there.
So hey man.
This is talking about when she says it, my man, right here. Look at homeboy's eyes, like, okay.
It's like, what are we doing? I'm gonna just keep playing because my check is coming on tonight. Amen. Amen. But I don't understand. We talk about this. We talk about a lot with Dr. T too. People just get overly excited sometimes.
So apparently this sister, her name is Jackie Hill Perry, and apparently she stays booked in these church streets.
Yeah.
But she's known for questionable statements. I've heard the name before. I'm not familiar with her ministry, but
I don't think that's Jackie.
If anybody would know.
That's true.
That's true. The
Oh, that's not Jackie. Jackie does have locks, but hers are brown. Black.
So now we're going to debate. I don't know. So y'all fight over in the comments. I don't know Sister Perry in her ministry.
Jackie Hill Perry. Oh, now Jackie Hill Perry is the woman that was she was gay at one point. Then she chose not to be, or then she speaks upon her journey as a gay woman inside the church because she married and had kids, married a man, had kids, and so it is, she's an interesting individual.
Yeah, it doesn't. I'm looking at a picture of Jackie Hill Perry. It does not look like her.
This particular sister right here, God bless her. Yo, isn't that, hey, guess what? At least nothing is sliding off of her head because those joints is securely on there.
Also, Jackie Hill Perry looks has a little dark.
Very funky. Very funky. Yes. Amen. But hey, I hope it worked out for her. Are they in a cabin? Is that because that's what it's giving me in the back? Is it a rustic cabin of some sort?
Yeah, the cabin. It's just a decoration. Because right here is the baptism pool.
Okay. All right. It was giving me cabin. You know what I'm saying? But God bless her. Hey, once again, I hope somebody got saved. Amen.
Amen. Off the N-word.
Yo, like, what am I supposed to say?
You're right, what sister. I wish another N-word would. Go give my life to the Lord.
Yes.
What must I do?
What must I do?
All right. Do you have a rant for the people?
Yo, man, I did not really have a rant for the people. I would just like to say this. I want to thank the Lord for bringing me through another travel sports season. Amen. Okay. Because we're done. Amen. We just got done with volleyball season and track season.
Okay.
And I just like to thank the Lord because between gas mileage and hotel fees.
Brought me from a mighty long way.
Brother, in a mighty broke way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't want no more sheets for my meal. And so I like to just thank the Lord for bringing me through all that he has brought me through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And for those of you who are embarking now upon your season, amen, because during the summer, many of us are out there hustling hard for your kids. God bless you on these highways and byways, but you won't see me, even though I am trying to convince one of my kids to go to nationals, amen. But hallelujah. I just want to thank God.
I'm complaining about sports, but I want my kids to do more sports.
I want to do one more. It's one more. I don't think she's going to sign.
You got one more in you.
You got one more in you. Even these kids was tired, dog. We came
go out there, Ida May.
And it was just like, we ain't moving. Usually I'm on top of them. Hey, you got to get your housework done. By the time we got home on Sunday, dog, I was just like, hey, just survive. I ain't going to yell at nobody. I ain't bothering nobody. We done made it. Thank God. Just survive. And that's all we're going to do. Y'all can do this work tomorrow. Take that trash out tomorrow. You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. Amen. But I'd like to thank God for keeping me safe over these highways and these byways. And there, if you have not experienced this, there is not a tournament more acoustically annoying than a girls' volleyball tournament. Because really? the screams. Oh,
because there's so many games going on at once, it's right?
So many games going on at once. So many high-pitched squeals and screams. And it's just like, it's sensory overload. And I just, hallelujah. Hallelujah and hallelujah. We made it, though. Hallelujah.
I wish I would have been exposed to volleyball. Competitive volleyball.
Okay. Okay. Although
in high school, our gym class was, so you know how, I don't know if they did like this in your high school, but so they did, you know, gym activities in units, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so when we did volleyball, the whole school did volleyball.
Oh,
every gym class, when it was the volleyball unit, and you would have thought we was in the NCAA tournament. Because that's all we talked about. And even if you wasn't in a gym class, like, you knew what was going on in the other gym classes, because all we did was talk about volleyball. It was like this big thing.
Did they have like a school-wide tournament of all the teams?
They at had some point? Each gym class had their own tournament, and it was posted. Okay. It was posted in the gym. So you could look and you could see. So you can't lie. You can't be like, my team is this, because I could just go to the thing and see, oh, you lying. Your team lost five in a row. I'm telling you, it was a bunch of majority black kids who
right.
This was our exposure to volleyball.
Okay.
Like, if I said club volleyball, we would all, what the heck is club volleyball?
Like, what are you talking about? Right.
No, bro. you get your 3 weeks of like volleyball skill development in gym, and then after that, it's tournament time. It's like gym tournament time, and like somebody who was your friend is no longer your friend because the intensity of the tournament. Like we boys outside of gym, but not right now.
Not right.
Because it's my team against yours. Yeah. Yeah.
Let me tell you this. There's not a whole lot of diversity in volleyball. So we went from the state track and field championships, and in Pennsylvania, that was the blackest thing I've seen in quite some time. Because it was all of us out there to a volleyball tournament in central Pennsylvania, which is not the blackest thing exactly. that you've ever seen.
Yes.
And it was an extreme shift for me, but I made it through. But it's interesting. If you generally, what happens is if you do see a black girl on that other team, you got to watch out for them because they got something for you. Like if you have decided that your parents decide we're going to invest money into this particular venture.
Clearly she's good. That's why she's
yep.
Right. She's not there just one. To have fun. She's yeah.
Nope. Yeah, watch that good. One. And we ended up against this girl and she was just bopping the mess out the ball. I said, oh, she's serious. Okay, she's serious. And so, hey, man, to all my sports traveling people, basketball season, summer basketball season, summer baseball season, hey, y'all be safe. Y'all keep your heads up. Consider packing something in a cooler. Amen. Save the money. Cause the dog, the prices, they charge me $20 a head to go into this tournament. So we had to pay to be on the team. We had to pay fees to get there.
And you got to pay.
And then they want $20 a person to get in.
And sometimes they'll charge you for parking.
Yeah, we do. We get charged for parking. And then the prices at the concession stands are outrageous.
Such a hustle. Such a hustle.
It's the amount of money that these people are bringing in is absolutely ridiculous. And then at the height of all of it, they have the audacity to not pay refs to work all the games. They will have one ref per court, one official referee, right? Mm-hmm. Umpire, whatever. And then they will have the girls umpire or ref the corners and the sides and whatnot.
So they're calling their own.
Other girls from other teams are calling the game. And so there was this one team. We had just got done beating them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little contested in there, mm-hmm. if you will. Okay. Yeah. A little heated. And then they had to come call points for our game. I said, this ain't going
to
go well.
They out here recruiting Sally did too.
Yeah.
To call lines.
I said, this ain't going to go well. This is not going to go well. But right. I just, God bless everybody who's out on the roads on this particular term. Amen. Amen.
Amen. All right. So future shows. Oh, normally we would do this in private, but.
Private.
But. Okay. Because if we're not gonna do something, we'll make sure the neighbors know.
That's true.
So we'll have a show next week.
Okay. We off next week.
The week after.
I can make that we can wrap up our season for the 13th.
13th. All right. So we will not have all the neighbors, we will not have a show next week, but the 13th will be our last show before we do summer break. And if you've been in the neighborhood a while, you know we always have a summer break. Because y'all be outside, y'all watch the show.
Y'all be traveling.
We outside, so y'all be out there. So now the 13th, we will not have a show next week, but the 13th will be our last show of the summer, unless something like super crazy goes on, like
right,
you know, yeah. Then we'll jump on for sure.
Then we'll pop back on.
But nothing otherwise. Super crazy ever happens. And now that I say that, something super crazy will happen.
Definitely gonna happen.
And we're
talking more. Dietrich Haddon's birthday party, which looked like a heck of a time.
Looks like a grand old time in God.
In God.
We want to thank everybody for hanging out with us tonight. We do this show every Tuesday right here on Facebook and YouTube at 9 p.m. Eastern. Thanks to everyone who joined us live. We had a bunch of people here. So
yeah, we did.
Yeah. If you can't catch live, you can always catch us on demand. Go to turntoneighbor.com for links to YouTube, Facebook, businessbully.tv, all the other places you can catch us live. Also, the Turn to Your Neighbor podcast, wherever you get your podcast from. Shout out to all the audio listeners. Appreciate y'all for always rolling with us. But you know, we appreciate y'all for listening and hanging with us. We will see y'all in 2 weeks, and that will be our last show of the summer, well, of this season, until we pick up in the fall again.
Yep.
All right, y'all. Until next time, I don't have any after credit videos. For those of you who might wait, I don't have any after credit videos.
We good. This ain't Marvel.
We good. This is this is a DC show today. No after credits. This is a regular show. I'll make sure I get after credits next time. So until next time, y'all, take care and be blessed. Peace.